Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Jim, you suggest that couples ask themselves five questions as they're kind of getting ready for marriage. The second one I'd love you to speak to, it says, are you willing to hear from your relational community? Now, sometimes you said we act almost like we're on drugs when we're in love with our partner-to-be, and maybe we don't see clearly why they may not be the person for us. So what does your relational community have to do with that?
Well, I think your relational community has great insight, and that doesn't mean that it has to be, you know, some big negative deal. But if everybody in your relational community, meaning mom, dads, you know, extended family, close friends, are saying, I'm a little worried about this, or, you know, no offense, but, you know, I think they need to listen to that. And too many times couples have moved through it saying, well, I know my parents don't, you know, want me to marry this guy or gal. I know that my friends think, you know, he's kind of a dork, and I know he used to do drugs, but, you know, he's been clean for, you know, 9 days. What happens is typically, Joe, it plays out that the community knows better. And again, you can't – I have three daughters. One is now happily married with our first grandson. We're very excited about that. But with the other two, I mean, I'd love to choose their husbands. That's not going to happen. But if there was somebody who came into it who I thought was just a horrible situation, and everybody else did too, I think it would be important for us to say it. But I also think it would be important for my girls to hear it. They're adults. They can make their own decision. But if the entire relational community is against it, boy, that's a major red flag. And so part of asking those questions, and we'll get into the others, but part of asking those questions is, are there some red flags that you don't see? Back to the illustration of us talking like we're on drugs. You know, you're in love. And it might be puppy love, but, you know, puppy love is real to puppies. So sometimes they mistake – you know, these incredible feelings or incredible infatuation with some of the without facts, and your relational community would be the ones who would give you some of the facts. So, you know, I think you seek it out.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.